Ahead of their annual conference tomorrow, the newly appointed president of the Irish Dental Association has welcomed legislation that will afford greater protection for patients in Ireland. Dr. Will Reimer has, however, called for further reforms within dentistry to bring it in line with other healthcare professionals. And Dr. Will Reimer joins us now. You're very welcome, Will, to the programme. We might start with the positives, and you're welcoming, firstly, these greater protections for dental patients under new legislation. So what exactly are these new protections that are going to be afforded to patients?
Yeah, look, dentistry has been a long neglected branch of medicine by numerous governments of many different hues over the years. But the enactment of the Regulated Health Professions Bill is warmly welcomed by the Dental Association. And it's not a kind of professional housekeeping. It's not a technical document. This is a powerful weapon for public health. I had a patient come in to me recently who had a terrible experience elsewhere having implant treatment. And it was only after that work had been done and that she had run into so many troubles that she Googled this dentist and found that there was a trail of legal cases and fitness to practice issues that followed the dentist around. So the Dental Council estimate there are up to 30 such practitioners working in Ireland that have had previous cases and then have moved to our jurisdiction. They're very little control of those registrants. Once they become registered within Ireland, there was not a lot that they could do about it. So this gives the Dental Council real power. I think that the real issue for us, and I spent a lot of time talking about dental tourism, but the reality is we don't need to go as far as Turkey for a botched teeth. This can happen in Ireland.
Okay, so legislation for enhanced powers for the Dental Council to tackle those sorts of dentists will really help. But I know you also think or believe there are cracks in the oral health system that require attention as soon as possible. What are the problems?
I think a major issue that we have is that our Dental Act is 40 years old and there's no mandate for continuing professional development. So doctors, pharmacists, nurses, midwives, accountants, even bus drivers have to complete a certain number of hours of training per year to be able to stay registrants. Whereas that we have an ethical obligation to do that, but there's no mandate in law for us to undertake that. This would be something that would be a no cost to the state. It's a huge patient safety issue. I think, you know, all patients assume a level of competence within their dentist, and the vast majority, and we'll see this at the conference this week, you know, the vast majority of dentists are engaging. But we want to see that mandated, and we need to be brought into line with all of the other regulated professions,
because you could then find yourself with a dentist who is working on out-of-date knowledge or techniques, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, this is we do have an ethical obligation to keep up our training. And I think that there's a tendency when you don't have this obligation that a lot of dentists will maybe choose to study something that interests them rather than something that's clinically indicated. You know, the issues like we might want to study health and safety. We might need to cover sterilization, medical emergencies, things that aren't as exciting. But we should have a legal obligation to cover those areas. Okay. And that's something that we've been arguing for the government for some number of years.
Now, I know it's obviously very important to look after our teeth from an early age, but there was a recent report that detailed how in 2023, more than 100,000 children didn't get their school screening dental appointments under the School Dental Screening Service, and more than 7,000 children are still awaiting serious and urgent orthodontic care across the country. It sounds like there's a proper crisis in paediatric dentistry.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Access for children is a huge crisis. So I'm asked to comment almost on a weekly basis for my HSE colleagues on the state of special care dentistry, school screening programs, access to theatres. It's nowhere more apparent, I find, than personally within my practice. When I'm assessing my patients as part of their first checkup, I will do a risk assessment where I'll ask, you know, what sort of things do they eat between meals? How often do they brush their teeth? How many times do they visit the dentist? And one of the questions I'll ask is, where do you live? Because in my area, if you're in Tipperary, we're keeping up to date with our school screenings. The staffing levels are okay. They're seeing their second, fourth and sixth class health screenings with the HSE. But if they're in the Leash Offaly area, they're way behind. It's understaffed. They haven't had the resources that they've needed for a number of years. And in that area, they're not getting their first developmental screening until they're in transition year. So small things that have gone wrong in their mouths have had the opportunity to persist and become much more complicated. So whereas we might have been talking about small restorations, maybe a couple of small crowns, fluoride treatments, preventative treatments, now we're talking about extractions in GA, with general anaesthetic, sorry, and that's going to put pressure on anaesthetists and on theatre time, and at much more expense. We're suddenly talking about orthodontic treatments and years of waiting. So these are things that could be intercepted if we filled all the vacant posts in the HSE.
And how many are there? How many vacant posts do we know?
So we think that we'd need 120 HSE dentists to bring us up to a level where we were, where we, the equivalent of where we were in 2012. So we've hemorrhaged staff out of the HSE. Okay. And in the same period of time, we've seen a 50% increase in the number of, you know, non-community hospital doctors and a 40% increase in HSE admin staff. So right. I think, you know, if we can spread the resources around a little bit more intelligently, that will be a huge help.
In the meantime, William, just before I let you go, for parents who might be listening whose children haven't seen a dentist maybe throughout primary school or relating to primary school, I presume the advice is go seek a private appointment, is it, to make sure they get seen?
Yeah, I think in some areas the school service is working really well. But I think, you know, if you haven't seen the dentist, we would recommend the first dental visit should happen before your first birthday, just so the school service is not kicking in until well after that. Okay. So I would get a relationship with your local dentist. When the HSE school screening service kicks in, you can dip out of the private practice and you can get your service through the HSE. But absolutely go and see your dentist.
Dr. William Reimer, newly appointed president of the Irish Dental Association, thank you very much for joining us on the program.